Welcome to the Healthcare IS podcast, where we tackle today's challenges in the health IT workforce. Broadcasting live from Sacramento, California, here's your host, David Cushon.
Hi, this is David Cushon, Managing Partner of Healthcare IS. Welcome to our ninth podcast episode. As we mentioned last time, we've taken on a different format based upon the feedback we received from some emails. We were hearing that our podcasts were a little bit long, or that some people liked the interviews or liked the tip segment, so we decided to split those. Our last episode, episode 8, focused primarily on an interview with a consultant out in the market. This will be our first podcast that's focused solely on a career tip or how to do something in the process of getting a new position, a new contract, a new full-time job. That's what our tips tend to be focused on. So this podcast will be our first one focused solely on a career tip. As we mentioned in the last podcast, our goal is to keep all of our podcasts moving forward to somewhere in that 8 minute or less, and a longest case scenario in an 8 to 12 minute time frame. Hopefully this hits the needs of a lot of our listeners out there. And as always, if there's anything we can do to adjust and bring more value to you through our podcasts, please let us know. So with that, let's transition to our tip segment for today. Okay, so here we are in our first podcast, just focusing on a tip. Our tip segment for today is how to classify the questions you were asked in an interview as it relates to your experience. You know, there are probably more books, articles, blogs out there written on the subject of job interviews than virtually any other topic you can probably find. There are a lot of basics that these books cover that are necessary to know, things like what to wear, when to show up, how to follow up, and those sorts of things. But what I want to focus on is how you respond to two questions that you know you're going to be asked about. This is an area where I think people sell themselves short. There's nothing worse than having the experience that a potential either client from a consulting standpoint or a potential employer for a full-time position. There's nothing worse than having the experience they are actually looking for but not communicating it as effectively as you possibly can to create as much value as you can for yourself in an interview process. I don't think most people have a good way to classify these questions they're being asked. Therefore, it makes it very difficult for them to respond appropriately, and their answers tend to get jumbled up and they just don't communicate as effectively as they can. So the tip we're going to give today is, how do you respond to the questions where you're asked whether or not you have specific experience? So let's move forward. You're sitting in an interview, you get asked, do you have experience in dealing with blank, anything? The first thing you need to think about in your mind is categorizing it one of three ways. It's either that you have the specific experience, it's either you don't have the specific experience or you have something similar, which is category two, or number three, you don't have any experience close to that. So let's cover each of them. So here you are in an interview, you're asked a question as to whether or not you have any specific experience in an area. You do. This should be the easiest one for you. You simply respond, acknowledging you have the experience, but give a very specific example. So instead of just answering that you do have that experience and mentioning a company where you worked and did the work that they're looking for, let's say they're asking whether or not you've led a certain type of a project. Let's say it's a CPOE implementation. Acknowledge that you've led a CPOE implementation. Acknowledge you've led multiple. Talk about the organization you led it with. Talk about the size of the organization, what software or solutions were installed, how big your team was, your specific responsibilities. Go into the details. It's just very natural for somebody who is listening to your response to give you more credibility based upon having more details. You don't want to go on and ramble. You still want to be concise. You want to give that first initial response. Keep it to about a 2 minute maximum, but take the time to go into those details. So this is where preparation comes into play the evening or the week before an interview. You have to have an idea of what type of position you're applying for. Well, based upon the position you're applying for, you have to have some idea of the type of experience that particular client or employer is going to be looking for. And you really want to take the time to think back on your experience, outline in your mind the projects you've worked on that you think this particular person is going to want to hear about. So in this particular case, when you do have the experience, acknowledge that you have it, give a very specific example. The second category, as I mentioned earlier, is if you're asked whether or not you have experience and you do not, but you have experience that's very similar. So in this case, the first thing you want to do is acknowledge that you don't have the specific experience. What that lets the person who asked the question know is that you did hear them accurately. You're differentiating. You're not fudging anything. You're not acting as if what you have is what they asked for when it's really not. So you want to acknowledge that you don't have the specific experience. But if you have experience that is so close and you could come up to speed in a very short period of time, it would be a waste to just leave your response at a no. So acknowledge that you don't have that experience, but again, go into a specific example of how you've done something very similar. And hopefully through the details of the example you give, the person asking the question will recognize that if they're not able to find somebody who does have the exact experience, that you would certainly be high on the list of somebody that they're willing to bring in and give a reasonable amount of time to transition into what to do what they're looking for. The third area is if you're asked whether or not you've done something and you really just have not done it. What you don't want to do in this case is give an example and act as if something you've done is just like what they're asking for, or act like something that isn't similar is valid experience to justify how you're going to come up to speed in a short period of time. What I believe you should do in this case is acknowledge that you don't have the experience, but talk about a time when you had to take on a task that you did not have any exposure or experience to, and share with them your personal methodology on what you did and what you continue to do in your career when you're faced with situations where you don't have experience, but how you're able to get yourself up to speed fairly quickly. I think that's an area that most people fall short in. Most of the time, that scenario is not going to be a good response for a consulting situation, because in consulting, they clearly want to bring somebody in who has experience to hit the ground running. But in an employment situation, it's very rare that you're going to take a job on day one and not be exposed to new things after the first year, after the second year, after the third year, where you're going to have to come up to speed in new areas, learn new things, become knowledgeable in areas that you're not on day one of the new job, become familiar with new skills. So at the very least, what you're expressing to the person who is interviewing you is that you've got a lot of experience in tackling challenges that you're not familiar with, and that you have a good track record of coming up to speed with things on a regular basis. Again, this is not how you answer this question will not get you a position if there are other people who have the experience that individual employer is looking for. But very rarely does any employer find somebody who has all of the experience they're looking for. So many times it's how you answer this type of a question that can differentiate you if you're in a pool of candidates that an employer is considering, all of which don't have all of the experience they're looking for. So number one, be able to classify which questions you have specific experience with and give examples. Number two, understand the times when they're asking you whether or not you have experience that you don't, but give examples of things that are similar if you have it. And number three, when you don't have any experience in the area that the particular employer is looking for, talk about times when you were faced with challenges that you were unfamiliar with and what your personal methodology is to come up to speed. If you do those three things, you're going to have a much higher likelihood of creating value for yourself in the eyes of the employer that you're interviewing with. Okay, so that wraps things up for our podcast today, episode number 9. Again, this was our first podcast that focused solely on a career tip. In this case, how to classify and respond to interview questions around specific experience. Hopefully that'll bring you a lot of value. Feel free to email, as always, with any tips or suggestions for us on how we can do things a little bit differently that'll help you get more out of these podcasts. Don't forget to catch us on Google+, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn for an inside view of Healthcare IS. Again, those are not complete duplications. We do provide different content on each of those different avenues there. But of course, everybody has favorites, so we're trying to be where you are. So with that, thanks for joining us, and we look forward to having you listen to us next time.